So on this week, we have a special guest.
We do.
Weezy from the Horrible Decisions Podcast.
The queen.
But Jesus. Before that, we're talking about Stink Kitty.
We are.
We're going to be talking
about... Do not put my name in the same sentence as the Stink Kitty.
Please. Her kitty ain't stink, bro.
We don't know. But we're going to find out on this episode. We're going to find out.
Those are clear doors out here.
Also, we're going to talk about catching kills off social media.
Yes.
And we're going to ask our guest, Weezy, what is the best way a guy has ever asked her to give head?
That's a fact.
All that, the T.I. word of the week, the big box of bullshit, and some more bullshit coming to you on this week's episode of The Guys Next Door.
Is there all the things you always wanted to be? Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul go. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby. Feeling oh so silky smooth. Just let it shine through. Yeah. Just let your soul.
I am Mouse Jones.
My name is Mac Wiles.
I'm Fly Rod.
And we are the guys next door.
Uh-huh.
Now, before we jump into it, Mac.
Yes, sir.
What is this week's T.I. word of the week?
This week's T.I. word of the week. Let me look this up. I need a good one. I need a
good one. Yeah, you can't just come with no bullshit.
Yeah, no.
You should have had it ready.
Hey, listen.
You're not here yet.
See?
You're not here yet. Allow yourself to be introduced.
I'm just saying, like, scripts.
He just got money. Don't know how to
answer. Never should have gave you niggas money.
No, I should definitely start over.
No, let me see. All
right, just get your word right.
Yeah, get your word.
Okay. No, I'm not using that word.
Just have your word.
Now, is the T.I. word of the week like T.I. lyrics?
No,
it's just a big word.
But that T.I. would use.
Normally, the way we usually get into it is it just happens. We don't really even call it. It's just somebody says a word, and I'll just be like, chill out, T.I.
I got a good one.
Oh, you got one?
What's a good one?
All right, it's really hard to spell.
Okay.
Probably not that hard. Asphyxiation. Does anybody know what it means?
Asphyxiation?
Yeah, choking.
Yeah, when you choke.
Come on, what your smarty is.
Niggas got educations over there.
By the way, should we tell everyone of your listeners and Mac and Ryan here about the test? Because we never kissed, and that was the bet.
Yo, that's a fact.
Hold on, wait. Can we start? Let's start.
Okay.
Whoa. Wait. This just got interesting. Okay.
So this week's guest, like we said in the beginning, it is my homegirl Weezy from the Horrible Decisions Podcast.
Yes.
Now, clap it up. Now, Weezy is a astronomically amazing hoe.
Okay.
She owns it. She supports other hoes.
I love it.
Apparently, I'm a trans hoe, according to Andrew. He feels like I'm in hoe face. Like, I'm not really
the hoe I need to be. We're going to talk about that. Because I feel like you're not the only one. You're not the only one.
You know what's happening?
You might be nasty, but you're not a hoe.
My pussy's elevating a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
So now.
But you haven't used it.
What did I tell you, son? What did I tell you? See, the price of pussy is going up, bro.
Hers is only going up because she hasn't used it in mad long.
Exactly. They understood what's going on. They stopped flooding the market, bro. Yeah.
I like that.
That's a fact. Pussy was flooding the market.
It was definitely flooding the market.
Stop flooding the market. Bruh, honestly, that's exactly what's happening to me.
Well, Weezy, please
more and
tell.
More niggas want to fuck me.
Right.
So now I'm like, oh, well, holla.
Now you're getting bougie with the puss.
Well, before you get too deep into it and we go too far left, Weezy, please tell the good people a little bit about yourself. Please.
Yeah, my name is Weezy WTF on IG. I am known for a podcast called Horrible Decisions. My co-host Mandy and I, every single week, get in the studio. We talk about kinks, sexual, deviant things. We try to destigmatize nasty shit for black people, i.e. having porn stars, doctors, and people that like to get fucked in their ass with a foot on the show.
I was also on the show, and I don't fit into any of those categories.
What?
I just want to put that out.
Category?
None of them.
Damn, sure ain't no doctor.
We can't.
Damn, sure ain't no doctor. Hey, but depending on who you ask.
I mean.
Dr.
Field.
We have the occasional, like, problematic nigga like Mouse. By the way, I asked my Horrible Decisions Instagram followers today, who was your favorite guest? And Mouse, Wax, and Andrew popped up, which I found hilarious because all of y'all ain't shit.
Wow.
But we were honest about it.
Don't do that.
Shout out to my brother, Andrew Schultz, and Wax.
Speaking of men that needs to be on the show. What's up with you?
I haven't been dodging. I heard you've been asked.
I have been asked.
And you've dodged.
No, he's dodging. Hard body.
I haven't been dodging.
But you trying to protect your image?
We have this podcast. What are you talking about?
No, that's
not because it's a rap.
He don't care no more.
It's a rap.
No, he don't care no more.
Still.
It took me and Mac were friends for like 3 years. On the third year, he did my podcast. We met with me asking him to come on my podcast.
I mean, I can understand that. Like, if you did Secret Life of Bees, yeah.
It was mad long ago.
Nah, but like, I feel like that's the brand almost. Like, you're right. You kind of like explain, like, that's the type of actor.
The worst one.
Now you're about to talk about
worst. Out of the three of us, he's the worst. Stop. Like, they have me with the horns.
Of course he's the worst. The nigga got more followers, so you get more pussy out.
Jesus Christ. Mel, stop it, guys. Stop it.
I'm last on the totem pole.
If you don't shut the fuck up.
Brian, you want to try that again?
With honesty? It goes Mel.
With honesty. You want to try that again with honesty?
With honesty, it goes Mel, then Mac.
Wait, as far as like who's more of what?
Who's the worst?
Just
like,
the worst.
Who's just the worst person, and a terrible person together.
Just the worst.
It goes Mac, Ryan.
Black men aren't hoes, so we're gonna get that out. We talked about this.
Jesus,
he makes a good point. He makes a great point.
Yeah.
If we're going by last episode, he makes a great point.
He does.
But black men aren't. We're talking about who's the nastiest.
Look, I can.
Yeah, you know what?
Give me a show of hands. Okay. All right, I'm gonna ask just a few questions.
Okay.
Have you ever spit in a girl's mouth?
Yep.
Okay.
200%.
She was dehydrated.
Mac and
she was
Ryan
dehydrated.
Are raising their hands.
She definitely wasn't dehydrated.
I'm not.
All right. Stuck the thumb in the butt while you fucking.
Yep. 200%.
Okay.
We all raised our hands.
Used a blindfold or handcuffs.
Yep.
Okay. So
we all
raised
our hands.
Sent. Dick pic or dick snaps? Y'all niggas lying.
I've done before.
Oh, okay. So Mouse is out of this. Now we down to these two. All right. Had a threesome?
Yep. Then that.
Ran a train?
Yep. Did that.
You know? Wow, this is getting good.
Kids from the hood, man. That shit happens.
What does that mean?
All right.
I'm from the hood too. I ain't never did that shit. One dick in a room at a time.
Your hood wasn't properly.
Smashed a group of friends.
Do I respawn? Like, call
me? No, you out.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I ain't okay. Hit a whole group of friends.
So Ryan is the nastiest.
No,
he said he never hit a group of friends.
Wait, let me still go with this.
Go ahead, keep going.
Finger in your booty.
Oh, what?
I didn't go that far. It's
Ryan
quiet.
Ryan is the nastiest.
How?
Fine. Had your ass ate.
No.
Define
ate. The nastiest nigga goes too.
You win!
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Should be clapping?
Thank you guys. I appreciate that.
I didn't lose.
I appreciate
he
that.
He won.
I did lose.
That was what I'm willing to lose.
Thank you guys.
So, like we said, Mac is the worst of us. But yeah, Weezy, how did you get into this space where you became the voice box for the hoes?
You really care?
Yeah, we actually
do.
Yes.
All right.
You really care?
You know why? I was just having this conversation. Like, people ask you that, and I feel like it's a natural interview question, but I don't know why. No. So, I mean, I live a normal life. I work in tech sales.
She's actually has her computer. Yeah. You guys don't see, but she has her computer set up.
She's getting to this
right the fuck now.
Just in case. So I was featured on a friend's podcast. So it's not even existing anymore. And basically, he was like, yo, you're nasty. I want to have an episode about sex. And while I was there, in my backpack, I had all of these, like, sex toys and shit because I had a threesome to go to.
Oh,
and wait, I'm like, yo.
So you was a traveling one.
Wait, give me 1 second. So everybody in here has had a threesome.
Yeah.
I never like scheduled it. Like I didn't know I was going to a threesome.
I don't think I've ever scheduled
a threesome ever?
I don't think I felt this
is what's happened. I've tried to schedule them and it never works out.
Yeah.
Well, I was dating two people at the same time. We were all dating together. Just like a triad, so to speak. So polyamory
is everybody together.
It's when you like share lovers and shit like that. It was just me, him, and her. We were dating. I would actually really love that right now.
That's fine.
That's the relationship that I'm looking for right now.
And you could probably afford it.
That's
like to eat.
I would love it. That would be fine.
You know,
I mean, I could afford that, honestly. Let's be honest. It would be two women taking care of me.
Yeah, exactly. Living in the lap of luxury.
That's what really matters.
Yo, I think I might do this. Yo. I might get into this polyamory.
They got the 10 with the two sides. 20?
Yo, so, y'all both got me? Both y'all paid? I mean,
you both of us would suck your dick, but that means you got to do something for it.
I'll eat both pussies.
Back and forth. Let me tell you, that nigga used to get tired.
I don't want to throw up nobody pH, so I'll eat one.
And well, we'll talk about pH in a minute. So I was dating two people, right? Him and I were looking for a girl for a threesome. Met her and like I really fell for her hard. So did he. And then we all just started dating together.
Okay.
We had great moments. Like I remember one of my favorite things we did. I went to Cuba for vacation. Right? They both didn't come. And they were sending me pictures like, we miss you. They're at dinner. Sending me videos of them fucking. And like, I didn't feel excluded at all.
That's fire.
You know, and I really liked
it. Babe, we really miss you. Bow, bow.
They kept
bow,
you in the loop. Bow,
bow. Shit was fire. So I was getting ready to go fuck them. Did this podcast. And they, everybody that listened to it thought it was crazy. And I realized like, wow, people think like, this shit is wild, but it's really my life.
Yeah.
So I tried to find somebody else that I knew was open about that, but also grounded, right? So my co-host, Mandy, she works in finance. We both have these regular jobs, but enjoy freaky things. So started our first episode about how a condom was stuck in our pussy, and then it took off from there.
There's still a condom I'm looking for. you know exactly what's going
on. It's been dope, you know?
Like remember that? You remember that? You remember that DJ booth that got a little crowded? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't found that condom.
What do you mean? How do you lose a condom in a DJ booth?
No. The young lady was accompanying. She was in the DJ booth with us. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know where that condom ever went, son. Like she got up and I was like, yo, where's the condom? It wasn't on the floor. It wasn't in her. I'm in her. Like, yeah, I don't.
So what happens is it flattens on the cervix, right? And so you can't feel it anymore. So I had to go to the doctor to get it out. And let me tell you, so I do my Kegels, and I'm very proud of that. So Kegels,
you better go, girl.
For y'all who don't know, Kegels is when the pussy muscles.
So you contract your pussy muscles, right, ladies that are listening. Men can do it as well. It's just contracting your urethra.
That's when I dick jump.
You ever, when you make your dick jump. So with men, you can see it move. With women, we
can't. I just did it just now.
Mm-hmm. But you basically do the feeling where you feel like you stopping your pee.
Yeah.
So I do that when I'm fucking, and I think I've been grabbing condoms off, and that's how they get sex.
That's what you fucking get. Stop doing that shit.
You got she got pussy snatched.
I don't even know if it's that good.
That shit like, it's the whoosh.
Snap that pussy back.
Snap that pussy back.
Oh my God, I want that to be my text sound.
That's fire.
So
you really got the...
The doctor had to take that shit out, right? And like, she's trying to like, you know, talk me through this because I'm freaking the fuck out.
Right,
he couldn't get it and I couldn't get it. I know it's deep. So she's like, oh, just look up at the wall, read the sign. They're like, she has some little poster up there. She's like, tell me about your day. I'm like, bitch, just get it out. I don't need to talk about my day. She takes this long tweezer.
Oh God.
Okay. Lord. Sticks it inside of me to grab it out. And then when she gets it out, she shows it to me so we could both confirm that it's not like broken pieces in there. Like, it's crazy to have a condom stuck in your pussy. Because,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Can't imagine. I'm lying. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck in my dick.
Don't.
Yeah.
It was awful, but a traumatic experience. Anyway, so, you know, we started with that.
Episode.
And we would tell crazy stories about our real lives and people would enjoy them. And Vice covered us as one of the rawest podcasts.
Don't stunt.
You know, we had a 2-minute HBO feature, which, let me tell you something. That 2 minutes, Mouse,
yeah.
I be flexing. Whenever my ex-boyfriend calls me, I'm like, nigga, I'm on HBO. So
here's the thing. I flexed about 2 minutes as well. You feel me?
You know.
Yeah.
What you was on?
I be flexing about my 2 minutes in the bedroom.
I'm talking about sex 2 minutes.
Yeah. I be flexing on this 2 minutes. I be putting damp. Two pumps and a wiggle.
Honest, two pumps. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 2 minutes.
First,
like,
yeah, I was about to say 2 minutes is mad pumps.
Just tell me like how much I'm about to get. Don't like trick me into.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's like 4 a.m. and we fucked up. Don't act like you about to do all this shit.
Oh, babe. First of all, I'm about to wear your ass out.
4 a.m. and I'm fucked up. I'm wearing you out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something.
I don't ever be fucked up or nothing.
I know. You don't drink.
Yeah, you don't
drink. You don't understand this any dick life.
Nope.
You don't understand.
I understand horny life.
Horny life, yes.
Because I've made bad decisions on horny life.
Oh, no.
Now, when I go to the juice, like,
Juice ball.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Oh, mama.
No.
We gotta put you
in the juice ball.
Cause the juice ball. Any of your niggas go to the juice ball, they gonna give you that whole dollar dick. They not gonna give you 10 cents.
They gonna give you 50 cents.
Shout out to the Barry. They don't give you the whole dollar.
Ooh.
Shit gonna sit on you just like that. I'm trying to tell you.
That felt real hard.
I'm trying to tell you.
Shit gonna.
Just for those who are listening, Ryan just took his arm.
Yeah.
whole arm hit it on my leg hard. It felt like really I got slapped through the dick just now.
I'm trying to tell you.
And it's been so long that I was into it.
That's the whole dollar.
It's a whole dollar.
So wait, basically you're saying y'all go, you get your juices.
So it's this spot up in Harlem. I'm not going to get a spot. I don't want nobody taking my spot.
That's a fact.
You mean you don't want nobody fucking your bitches? That's what you're saying.
No, I don't want nobody taking my spot.
Because these bitches,
you know what? I kind of believe you, Mac, because short niggas, in my experience, have big dicks.
Well, niggas ain't short over here. Fuck you talking about, niggas. Regular. We honest, yo.
I'll take it.
Nah, you kind of short. No shade. What you cute. Want this nigga to be? That's why it don't matter.
You want this nigga to be a fucking NBA star?
What are you, like 5'9"? 5'8"?
5'9", not short.
I'm 5'8".
I'm 5'9".
You short of him?
Yes. I tell you, they really don't believe that.
Mouse is short as
they think we're the same height.
I'm being honest, I thought you were like way shorter than that. You 5'10"?
Mm-mm. He's 6 foot.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe your dick is bigger.
We been could have found out.
Listen.
And we still could have been friends.
Just how many of us have them?
We could have been friends. Like,
I'm
we,
an emotional fuck now.
Three times and then been friends.
First of all, I'm not paying for my own Ubers to fuck you. That's number one.
You don't have to. I come to your crib. You have your own crib.
That's true.
And I've been there. Like, we already had. And you right by mad good pizza spots.
That is true.
Yo, she's mad. Yo, I'm not going to say where she's at on mic, but she's right by all the pizza spots.
I've mentioned it because you go to Equinox, it's right. She's right there. She's getting money. She would never have to worry about nothing. She getting money. I'm home with shit. I'll be like, yo, I'm about to pull up. Nigga, you think I want a dollar slice from you?
I wouldn't bring you a dollar slice. Just mad pizza.
It's
going to
be a $2 slice. It's actually a $2 slice.
You like toppings on yours?
I'm so upset right now.
I bring you the white slice.
Y'all are legit contemplating fucking me over the pizza spots?
Yes.
And I just talked about my bomb Kegels?
No. I was like, bring the pizza, you wouldn't have to bring the pizza.
By the way, I just want to say, the bitches that fucking hate me and gonna listen to this podcast and be like, that hoe trying to fuck everybody. Jesus. I can't go on no podcast without them speculating.
She came on He Man Woman Haters, mm-hmm. and they were like, I knew Mouse was fucking the whole Jesus
No, but then they make me fucking wax.
I thought you was fucking
Here's
wax.
The thing with people that I fuck.
I'm not fucking
I would
nobody
never
after
post
wax.
Them. It's just not my vibe. Like, okay. When I'm fucking someone, we go to a bar, I'm not like, hey, no fucking way.
Yeah, but that's
which
how
is
you
the crazy
supposed,
thing.
That's how you're supposed to
the
do
more
it.
I post somebody, the more the they less... think we fucking.
True.
And when I say this shit, women don't get it.
Listen.
I be like, if you see her, you don't have to worry about her.
At all.
And then they be like, well, what about the bitch you don't see? I be like, well, that's a different story.
Exactly.
That's a different story. Let's not dwell in the
we're
past.
We're not speaking about that.
I've been creeping on the ground for years.
Anyway, Weezy, we are happy to have you here.
We are.
Now, on our very first episode, we asked the question, we
came to an understanding that, you know, we've all had our fair share of box and great sexual experiences, correct?
Yeah, correct.
But one thing, and we know how to ask for what we want usually. For the most part, we know how to be on some like, yo, like, what's up? Like, you know, it's good, man. Why you playing around? Like, what we doing? But the one thing that always gets kind of...
It plagues the male community.
The entire male community. Asking for head.
The right way.
We don't know how to ask for head.
I feel like I'm a man. Like I'm a G when it comes to everything
except
else.
Except for ass.
I'm not pussy. When it comes to ass bad, I'm like...
Cause the wrong
and
you ask because
like,
you ask the wrong one for head you might end
you
everything
might
everything you might it might be over it might be right yeah.
No, but I just what? Want some head.
So the question to you is, what is the proper way
well,
of asking?
Well, before that question, I want to ask.
Nah, I
want to
ask mine.
Proper way. Like, yeah, is there a proper way to ask for head, or should men just shut the fuck up and be blessed? And if there is. What is that problem?
You see
way?
Me here really thinking, right?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
What I'm see?
Saying.
You see?
I'm going to tell you why. Yeah, because here's a few things. There's a few things, right? Here's the thing. I just hosted this event with Amelia Ortiz. I don't know if y'all know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
She is. Bruja chick. She's so dope. Called Sage and Sex. And people kept asking things around consent and kinks.
Right.
So I kind of am on this new wave when I feel like I'm about to fuck someone where I like to discuss it beforehand. Right? Like, talk about the things that they don't like and they do like.
Yeah.
And if niggas act like they don't eat pussy, I'm not into it. Just not my vibe,
what
right?
Type of niggas
like,
how do you eat pussy? What type of nigga? Never mind.
Like,
never,
oh, well, it gotta be the moon. Seriously, you would be shocked. I believe that it's not that men don't like eating pussy. I think men is legit scared of you not being clean enough or not being ready for sex. And what if they're, like, you know, committed to eating your pussy and it's not. taken care of.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I always like to talk about the sex beforehand, right? And I like to talk about how it's going to go, blah, 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 blah. I let people know that I give and receive, and I like it to be a mutual transaction.
Okay.
Now, I have had men ask me in...
That's the TI word of the day.
Reciprocity.
Very good.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you. Now, I am a very submissive person during sex, so I do have men tell me what to do a lot. Because they know I'm into it.
Oh. See, but that's different. Like, once we're in that, if we're
No, but then again, she's telling you that she's having the conversation beforehand. That don't happen a lot of the time.
Yeah, not
but that's because we're not. And that's the thing. Pre-consenting is a really good thing. For example, choking shit seems popular because we're all watching it in porn and TV. But that shit is not real. Every woman doesn't want to feel hands on their neck that tight.
That's true.
So talking about if they like those things beforehand is perfect. I'm kind of shocked sometimes. The girl that I was fucking with, right, in that threesome, she hated to be spanked. I've never seen anybody like that.
No, there was a girl. There was a girl I was messing with that didn't like to be spanked. But too. You know, it just kind of threw me off a little bit. Just threw me off.
It just seems very normal.
Took my thumb right out her butt.
Could be.
I was like, and I don't like the thumb shit. I don't like putting my hand in nobody butt. I don't like nothing with the butt.
Yo, I got a question.
You smell it after? Because I do.
I do. I do it quick. Yo, I had this one nasty bitch, right? I put my thumb up, but the bitch took my thumb out and licked my thumb. I said, what? I said, this is the last time I ever do this. I ain't gonna lie to you. The next day, I was like, What are you doing over there?
When I'm watching porn and bitches take dicks out of their asses and suck it, or like in threesomes, it throws me off.
So when I tell you, I put my thumb in the butt because I'm thinking, because she a little old now. I love older women, but they also intimidate me a little bit because it's like, damn, they've been fucking for mad long. I gotta.
You know, you got to level up. They've been fucking for mad long.
I bent over. I'm piping. Mm-hmm. And I slide the thumb in there. So the rule is.
Rule of the situation is if your phone rings, you got to pick it up.
Who wants to answer it?
You. You got to answer
it. Just put it on
put it close right here.
This episode was brought to you by Warby Parker. Warby Parker was conceived as an alternative to the overpriced and bland eyewear available today. By circumventing traditional channels and engaging with customers directly through their website and retail stores, Warby Parker is able to provide high-quality, good-looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the price. So, free home try-on program. Nobody else got this. Order 5 pair of glasses and try them on for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. So head to warbyparker.com/guysnextdoor to order your free home try-on today. Glasses start at $95, including the prescription lenses. Lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch. They have blue light filtering lenses that are also available. And if you have an iPhone 10, make sure to download Warby Parker's app, where you can use their brand new virtual try-on, allowing you to try on eyeglasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, size, and each style using just your phone.
And that's crazy because every pair you get, Warby Parker distributes to a pair of glasses to someone in need. So every pair of glasses that you buy, someone in need of glasses gets a pair for free. So this is a great way for you to step up and be a nice person in this community.
So you could be a blind philanthropist.
In a sense, yeah.
That's fire.
That's OD.
It's like blind giving.
The blind seeing the blind?
The blind seeing the blind. Aha! I like that. And I tell you so easy because my dad, he's like damn near blind. So he was able to see like how the glasses look. He got to see that the glasses weren't no bullshit. Like they were great quality. And he really enjoyed being able to share the glasses with his friends before purchasing them and their reactions to them. So he got to wear them to the barbershop, get a little stun on. Now, I don't know if he went with them because it's going to be a little weird if you had to leave and come back with some bullshit on. But
it's all
right. That's why you fuck with Warby Parker, right? So make sure you head over to warbyparker.com/guysnextdoor to order your free home try-ons today.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
What up?
I'm doing this podcast. I'm in the room with three niggas and it just doesn't feel right.
What?
There's something long in front of my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I've seen this movie before.
I am... You a shady ass nigga. By the way, I know we spoke a little bit today. Oh, for those I am on, Mouse is starting a new podcast, and it's, let me pass the...
What up? You're big homie Van Lathan. What's good, God?
What's good with you?
I'm still waiting for that follow back. I don't ever do that.
I
don't ever do that, but I had to do that because I feel like, you know, it's been like a year and a half.
I got you, my G. I fuck with you,
bro. Appreciate you. It's me, Mac Wilds, and our homeboy Ryan. We the guys next door. So the rule is, if your phone rings, you got to answer it.
Oh, okay. So this could have been anybody, and she was gonna have to pick the phone up.
She was gonna have to pick it up. It could have been a dick appointment or whatever. She would have had to pick it up.
Lord.
Yeah, she got some. I would imagine she got some pretty fucking wild calls coming
in. You the first.
Yo, Van,
you ready for the pegging?
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Really?
Van, you should probably back away from the phone. Back away from the phone. Yeah. Cause she's wilding.
Yikes.
Yeah. She is, like, she's really trying to make this whole pegging thing like a national movement, as if niggas is lining up to get fucked in the ass. I don't know.
Nigga, you brought it up on the Breakfast Club.
No, I'm serious. Like, I don't know. I'm from Louisiana.
Hey, hey. No, that's fine.
I knew what I got to do anything, but okay.
We from the country. We not to that point yet. I don't know what's going on up there.
They not that progressive out there. It's just slow.
Nah, we haven't made it there. We behind.
He said we haven't made it there yet.
We still trying to get.
Listen. We still got slavery down here. We still talking about pegging.
Jesus
Christ. To freedom and shit. We not
that. He said to freedom.
To freedom.
Yo,
I love that Nicki voice.
Yo, shout out to you, Van. We appreciate you calling in, even though you ain't know you was calling in.
Shout out to you, Van.
What up? Hey, Mac. Man, what's up, Mac? I fuck with Mac, man. Mac got some music popping and shit like that. I didn't know. Like, we didn't have some back and forth before. I think I hit you up before.
Yes, sir.
On some TMZ shit.
Yeah. Definitely did, bro. But, you know, I guess because of Mouse, I'm new to this podcast game.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we podcasters now.
I guess. You could put another hyphen. You can put another hyphen in what the fuck a Mac Boss does.
Yeah, put it in the bio.
And you don't know me, but you can put my first hyphen in my shit.
I know I'm doing a podcast run. Where's my invite been? I was just in
when you back. Listen, we ain't got to do all that. When you back
just
in the city.
Just let me know when you back in the city.
I'm back next week.
All right, so it's say on. Less. So you here next week?
Yes. The week after Thanksgiving.
The week after Thanksgiving.
That's perfect.
Even better.
Y'all, man.
All right, let's do it.
All right, my G. Y'all stay up. Weezy, don't pay nobody, man.
Bye, babes. I'm not. I'll think about it. I'm just trying to see who look a little loose.
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ. What in the fuck?
Weddings should be memorable, but not for the groom's lack of style, which is so disrespectful. Y'all are so disrespectful to men. But that's why our friends at the Black Tux, they design and rent suits and tuxedos that you'll love wearing at your wedding. So if you end up getting featured on a list of 23 epic wedding fails for, say, your reception table catching fire or your DJ playing Let's Get It On during the father-daughter dance, at least you know you'll look good for your close-up. Now, Ryan, the woman that you left at the altar,
mm-hmm.
What were you wearing? What kind of tux were you wearing?
I was dapper. You know exactly I had the black tux on.
Mm.
Definitely went there.
Oh, so you went to the black tux. So
absolutely right.
When you didn't marry her, what did you do with the suit?
No, send it back.
My, look at that. Because the best part about the Black Tux is that they have an easy online ordering process that brings your suit or tuxedo straight to you. Just pick a style at theblacktux.com and request a free home try-on so you can feel the fit and quality before you commit. It's kind of like having sex with a woman before you make her your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see how it fits. And if online isn't your style, they have showrooms all over the country where you can find your fit and plan your look. From there, they'll ship you your order 2 weeks before the wedding so you can check it out one last time. Ha-ha! Talk about commitment. Over 5,000 five-star reviews across Wedding Wire, The Knot, and their own website agree you won't find another rental experience or design like the ones you'll find at Black Tux. Grooms, if you want your wedding to be remembered for the right reasons, visit theblackstux.com/listen. That's theblackstux.com/listen for $20 off your purchase. Walk, don't run, to theblackstux.com/listen to find a look for you and your crew. Formal wear for the moment. If anybody would be, if anybody in this podcast would be up for a pegging, if somebody had a pick.
They're not going on this podcast.
I'm going to be honest. Let me tell you who I'd want to peg first and then who I would really need to pick.
No, no, I want to hear this.
Oh, God.
All right.
First, can we, for the people who don't understand.
Yeah, what's pegging?
What is pegging? Explain.
Let me explain why I brought that up.
Okay.
I'm actually not the one who really, Mandy is the one who be pegging for real,
but
we both have, right?
Okay.
So I when
that.
I went on the red pill on Vans,
Mandy's a pegger.
Pegging was the title of the episode.
Wow.
Now,
the title of the episode.
Because he wanted me to talk about it. Now,
okay.
You're right, Faith.
Pegging. Well, he know what it is, so.
Okay.
For those of you that don't, pegging is the act of putting a strap on fucking a dude in the ass.
I think the name of this episode is Please Don't Peg Me.
Yeah, don't peg me, bro.
I like that title.
Please don't peg me.
Now, this morning, my mother, who still listens to the radio, like much like other older people, my mother said, "Hey, honey." I said, "What's up?" She says, "So I'm listening to The Breakfast Club. Is it
By the way, Weezy's mom is the realest person in the world, son. I got to talk to Weezy's mom on the He-Man Women Haters Club.
Really?
Mom's fire, too.
She's a bad joint.
Mom's fire. I ain't see the fatty, but mom from the face, mom's fire.
Mom is 67 years old.
And would get
what?
She got that cool. And would knock the dust off.
Knock the dust. First of all,
it ain't even dusty.
I think it's used up.
Wait!
She used her shit.
Listen, my parents are still married. Please stop.
Your dad's fucking the shit out of your mom. Yeah.
I don't think so, yo.
Well, somebody is.
My mom, my parents have been together almost 30 years, right?
Shout out to that.
And my dad, you know, he's been sick and things like that, so he hasn't been as mobile.
Don't need to be mobile?
Nah, but my mom recently said to me, like, you know, where do older people go on the internet to, you know, find, like, love. I said, do you mean love isn't dick?
Yikes. Yeah, mom about to cheat, son.
She is. My mom really want to fuck Wax. I don't know why.
Word?
I don't know what it is. She saw Wax pick me up on that stage. Had a live show.
I seen Wax pick up, son. I said, well, can't fuck Weezy.
Why?
Because I can't do that. Nope. If you like that, I can't do that. Nope, I could pick you up, but I can't.
It was at a live show.
Wax like lifted her as if she was a child.
Wow.
I can't do that.
Wow.
Can't do nothing.
All right.
Speak for yourself.
I said,
I can't.
Now, what were you talking about the pegging? You said something about who would you peg and what you need to peg.
Oh,
you said out of three of us, there's one you would peg and one person you need to peg.
Okay. Huh? Here we go. This is an order of like how the pegging situation will go with each of y'all.
The pegging order.
All right. You 100% need to get pegged because you need to be destroyed. That's why. I just need to take that fucking ego.
Mouth, she's talking to you.
Take it down.
Peg Master from Nebraska couldn't get no faster.
I need to peg you.
Ow.
I need you to just take it down a notch because you be up your own ass and I need to be there. So that's why I would need to peg Mouse. Right? Second, Mac, just because he's adorable and I feel like it would work.
Nah. You got all the energy. Fire off, nigga. Stop firing off. Go ahead. He's adorable.
But here's the thing. The most impressive person to peg in this room would be Ryan because he's been trying to be mad quiet, acting like he don't want it. He would probably love it the most.
You crazy.
Yeah, fire.
What? Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a problem. That's a problem. Because I'll be the nigga that's going to have to go to jail. I'm like, nah.
I'm not doing it, so
go to jail and get pegged again. So what?
She got a point. You going to go? Yeah, she got a point. So what you going to do?
You going to jail too.
First of all, you peg me, you going to jail. That's a fact.
That's right.
I'm not.
There's something about.
Jail. If you peg Mouse Jones, SVU is real.
Yeah, you wildin'.
I'm going to see Olivia Benson and Detective Tutuola.
Yeah.
And you going to jail.
You going to jail.
They got to check for the DNA on my strap.
Yeah, that's a fact. I remember it all.
By the way, for those of you that have never heard of pegging,
we need that sound for SVU.
It's not necessarily something that looks like a dick that goes in your ass. It's a prostate simulator, so it's like cylinder. It doesn't replicate a dick. Right, it's just something.
It's not.
Supposed to make niggas feel better?
Yeah, I think it's because
it ain't a big dick. It's just a little dick.
I mean, look. If you want a dick in your ass, right?
I don't want no dick.
But listen, if you want a dick in your ass, you'd go get one. But men that just want that feeling, that's like that sensation, they don't want something that looks like a dick.
So I feel like somewhere before the phone call, we were discussing how to ask for head. Yes. That's what we were discussing. Consent. And it's good things.
Great things.
Yeah, great things. Things that we need in a community, not pegging.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I really can't tell you what the appropriate way would be, but I have...
What has been the best way you've been asked?
That's what I was just going to say. I have always used my vagina to be eaten as like the gateway of like almost seeing what... trying to like get their ego up, right? I'd be like, I want you to make me really, really wet. I want you to taste me. And then I want you to let me taste you after, or like kiss me
there
after.
We go.
Things like that.
That's
like
the way I ask for head. I
shit like that? I was about to say, yeah. But you can also eat pussy so good where I'll automatically return the favor.
She's different, though.
That's I don't think
Cause,
so.
Because there's a lot of women who
no, just to be honest, like, I think she's right, though. I think it's all about...
I think with someone...
If you eat the pussy that good...
If you're doing your thing, it's only right to return that favor.
Yeah, before you
She might stop you. She might be like, nah, I got it.
Yeah.
I got to show you ain't the only one doing your thing.
But if you just eat on some regular shit, she going to let you finish, and it's, y'all going to fuck. She's not giving you the mouth.
At all.
And women are holding on to this mouth.
They hold like
they holding on to this mouth.
That shit is the golden egg.
They holding on to the mouth more than they hold on to the pussy.
That's a fact.
Which is crazy.
There's a weird thing that I've heard from women about, like, for some reason, because sex, it's like a mutual exchange. Like, head makes them feel like they're giving too much. I don't know. Even women that say they
want
to. I want to
know what that mouth do. If you tell me you don't give head up rip, I can't fuck with
you. I guess it's like dudes who say they don't eat everybody's pussy. It's...
I mean, I'm not saying I don't eat everybody. That ain't gonna happen. But it's always on the menu. Look,
good bulk.
Look.
By the way, that girl from the game show was at my event. The girl Dalila.
Chill, boy.
What do you mean? You don't know her?
No, I do. Like, yeah, that's a thing.
Okay, I had a show with Jesse Wu. Like an online date, like a live dating game show.
Yeah,
there it is.
And one of the guys up there was. Came in a suit, super sexy, owns his own home, makes all his money, and the one baggage part of him was that he didn't eat pussy. Mouse got his ass on the floor, tapped the girl that was the contestant, and stuck his tongue out. He said, let her know.
I didn't stick my tongue out.
Yes, you did.
I stick my tongue out. I just pointed at my, I laid down, was like, I
just
put it at my
just
face.
Showed,
said,
just showed her where the seat was.
Exactly. Like, just showed her where the seat was. Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
If he ain't going to do it, right here.
That's literally Mouse Jones' claim to fame.
Listen, that thing right here.
I'm just saying, like, that's how he's ruined many households.
So. It is really nice to get your pussy put by a dude with dreads. I will say that. It's been a minute for me.
Mouse has definitely ruined many a household.
I get it. I get, if you doing your thing down there, if you really know what the fuck you're doing, then you can ruin a life. Like, you're really taking a life from someone's family.
Sex can ruin your life, bro. Like, I look at niggas sometimes and be like, I know you got devil dick.
That's a real thing. That is a real
now
thing.
Now you want the devil horns, right? Fuck out of here.
I bet. Had
now you've been had the devil horns.
Now
you've
been had
right?
the devil
or
horn.
Now it's been had. But what about now what about girls who don't like giving head, right? Or who don't like receiving head. Like, there's some women who don't like receiving head. So in that case, how do you segue into getting head? Like, all right, just because you don't like getting head.
I don't like it.
Tell them some shit like, yo, like, will you make me really hard? Like, I want to be really hard before I fuck you. Like, can you do that for me? Like, some shit like that. Because
I think we passed the level.
But
of, you
do
know,
make sure you
just lick your tip.
But you're saying,
I think we got kisses.
But this is the thing. Just saying, how do you ask? I really appreciate, because a lot of men don't. They just try to do this thing where they like pull it out and then like pushing it all in your face. Asking.
We got some people in the room.
That's the gateway, though, seriously, to start that consent conversation. And a lot of men feel like asking is a problem. You can make asking sexy 100%. Like,
you gotta whisper it. You just gotta whisper it.
Not even that, but like, it's just dirty talk.
I'm scared, son. I just be going without sometimes, son. I just be like, yeah, well, I guess I ain't getting no head tonight. Guess I won't get the head tonight.
Or why don't you do this? If you feel like you can't ask them to exactly like suck your dick, ask them to spit on it.
Oh, that's a given.
That's fire.
I use that.
She said that shit, and I like, immediately in my head, I heard me saying it. Yo.
Just spit on it.
Spit on my dick.
I'd be like, yo, just get it wet. But I'd be like, just spit on it. And they'd be like, I'm like, nah, what are you doing? Like, no.
Your hands?
Ew, you just your spray childish. Your hand right now? Childish. Like, I hate when men stop spit on my like just spit on it before like eat me out. Like spit on it to get me.
I don't spit on it before.
Not before. Like, I don't
in
the
mid, like in the middle,
in the midst of it.
But like some men will try to spit on you, like to.
But that's kind of in my mind. That's kind of that's kind of disrespectful. If a nigga spit on your pussy before, that he just trying to say your shit not. I gotta get it right anyway because the shit wasn't feeling moist.
Oh my god. Let me just get it right. For me, it's more so like I don't want to get you wet with my mouth.
Accidentally. Find the show.
Find this link.
And he met woman hates cop is way worse.
It's worse.
But I don't want nobody. Okay.
Yeah. It's problematic.
Yeah.
Facts.
You textbook problematic.
That's a fact. What is textbook problematic? What the fuck you mean facts? What is textbook problematic?
He said
you.
Facts. Let him explain.
What is textbook problematic?
And if you look up problematic in the dictionary, a picture of mouse pops up. Textbook problematic.
Well, they do refer, a lot of these groups do refer to me as their problematic phase.
I had a girl write me a long ass paragraph after your episode. She's like, you call yourself a feminist, but you let this motherfucker. I was like, girl.
What did I say? Well, I say a lot of anti-feminist things.
I had to write back with a girl, but here's the thing. Like, I enjoy talking to people like you, like an Andrew, like a Wax, whoever, that say shit that's like outlandish because that's really just... It's like comedy shit to me.
Yeah.
You might not share my views and you might be a little more off the wall, but other people like that shit. Right. Who am I to deprive the dudes that listen to my show from problematic ass niggas like them?
Yeah. I don't like that you call them problematic ass
niggas. No. You like, good though. You good though. Don't take it like
don't
it. Hurtful. Yeah, just
wear it
as
a fucking badge.
No, don't react. You good. Don't react. You good.
You listen to Bodega Boys?
I don't.
Jesus Nice, aka Problematic Bae.
Yo.
That's you?
Those
cute but problematic.
Those are those guys.
Shout out to
all I want to do before we move on is shout out to all of the women that attended Weezy and Jesse Zozo Talk.
Oh, the Zozo Talk.
Because boy,
it was raunchy.
I saw the pictures and the video.
Son,
I was like, Mouse Jones is. Probably gonna get somebody pregnant in there. I don't like to brag.
Your DMs was lit after that.
They loved you.
They're DMing me during the show. Like, yo, we could go fuck right now. I'm like, yo.
Yo, did you see the girl in the after was like, yo, what's up with him? I live in Staten Island too. He live in Staten Island.
Look at you.
If you look up in Staten Island, it's Mac. I'm on Long Island.
Yeah, okay, so one of them islands.
One of them islands. It ain't right.
She says one of them islands. Yo, somebody gave me panties for that show.
And you're like, joking.
I promise you.
Let me smell them.
I didn't. What?
You think he carries them in his back pocket?
Around him, left him just right where they was.
7 weeks later.
I know this makes me sound like I could possibly kill someone one day, and I really feel like this will keep bitches from fucking with me, but I don't know what it is about smelling panties, bro.
Smelling panties is fire.
Right? I come into that shit.
Yeah, when you take your panties off, I want to smell. I smell
even
it
my own.
You smell
I don't,
your own?
Yeah,
you're fucking that weird.
I don't smell panties.
I smell panties. Why not? You better eat the pussy. You're not gonna smell the panties.
No, because what I do is you put the fingers and I do the. I gotta do the check.
You gotta do the sweat test.
Yeah, but like this. Yeah, did you just check your fingers? No. I had an itch on my nose. Did you get the?
Yeah.
You gotta do a slick check.
You gotta.
I wipe my fingers.
Because if it's not even too crazy, if it's any amount of. Not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm too good.
I mean, if you can smell the pussy from outside the panties, that's probably not good.
Sick, which leads us into the next category.
Stank Kitty.
Yeah.
Now this is the perfect topic to have Weezy here for because Weezy really takes it on her shoulders to make sure that, you know, women know hygienic when it comes to their
vaginas. Everybody, I appreciate you. I can speak for all of us.
That's a fact. Because men, the worst thing in the world is
work.
I know me. Who is it?
Mommy.
Pick it up.
From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is an all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence to run your business.
New features include email campaigns. Say more, sell more. Stand out in any inbox with Squarespace email campaigns. Their all-in-one platform makes it easy to unify your brand voice from your homepage to your emails. With consistent content from website to email, powerful editing tools to make it your own, customizable layouts for any message, mobile editing so you can send anytime and anywhere. Now, Ryan, tell them some more things that they can do with Squarespace.
Well, the first thing about creating on this beautiful platform is you can turn your cool ideas into new websites. You can also showcase your work blog or publish content, sell products and services to all kinds, promote your physical or online business, announce an upcoming event or special project, and new to the game is email campaigns along with your own domain name to promote your business.
Ha! So head over to squarespace.com/listen for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use their offer code LISTEN to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
Hey.
Mommy.
Hi, Ma.
I'm doing a podcast, not my own.
Hi, Mama Weezy.
Yeah, hi, Mama Love.
It's Mouse again.
Mama.
Anybody
love.
What?
Tagging.
Mom!
Man. Yo.
My mom is fresh off the Breakfast Club interview right now. That's why.
Mom, we're not doing that. Mom. Well,
not on this show.
Not on Mom, this show. This is not the
here,
show.
Not here, Mom.
But we laying it down.
Here, I'll pass you one of the hosts.
Go ahead.
Hello? Hold on.
Hey, Ma.
You know she's the best blowjob girl in town.
In town. Okay.
In the world.
In the world.
Yo, that's yo,
she said it's hereditary. Yo,
listen. Oh. Hey, Ma.
She get it from her mama. Shake what she gave it. Hey.
Yo, listen, Ma. We I just want to say my name is Mac Wilds. It is great to meet you, or I guess through the phone or whatever. And we would love to have you as a guest one of these days.
Yeah, we got kinda, Fly Mama. We got Fly Mama.
We gotta come on Mama first.
No, fuck it.
We want to hear it all. We want to hear it all.
Definitely want
to
hear what you have to say.
We want to talk about Studio 54.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My pop.
Stop piping her up.
Yo, Mom, my pops used to run the door at Studio 54.
So, it was wilder than wild.
I think she heard you.
I said, tell him my father. I said,
introduce
yourself. My name is Ryan, by the way, Mom. But my dad used to run the door at Studio 54.
No way.
Yeah. His name is I won't.
He remembers Jewel and the DuPont twins.
I bet he do. His name is Randy.
Listen, Randy, my mom is notorious for fucking white men, so she probably don't know.
No, he was light skinned. He used to collect the door. He used to collect the money at the door.
You know she wasn't paying.
Uh huh.
Ho ass.
Uh huh. He was letting you and the DuPont twins right up in there. I know.
Oh, right. Well, I'm gonna be seeing Myers Shear.
No one knows who he is.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be name dropping like a bitch
today. Oh, January. So we gonna lock you in January.
Oh, that's perfect, Ma.
That's perfect. New
well,
year.
You know what? All y'all niggas putting on this flight because I don't have to buy.
She said we gonna be up the air if she talk. Nah, we're going to be on
exactly
the air.
That's what you want us to do, Mama.
We're going to do it all.
Oh, my God. I asked about my passport.
Can you believe this?
Her child support?
Her passport.
Oh, why is she trying to get across country with this?
I'll send you some money later. I got to go.
Bye, Mama.
I'm taking my with family to Mexico. Fine
woo! Yo, mom said off the rip, fine ass, Mom. My daughter get the best head in from here to the motherland, and she get it from me. So
that's what she said.
So she basically said, somebody better test that out.
Can I just say?
Now, first of all, if anybody tests out, it should be me.
I don't think so.
Weezy is already in debt.
That's true.
She owe you head?
First what?
So on her podcast.
Oh, we never explained it. Right. Oh, asked about the kiss.
All right. Weezy's podcast. Yes. Uh-huh. There was, she thought I was a dumb nigga.
Okay.
Now, what she didn't know that, I may not be good with math, but motherfucker know
very,
words.
He is a very intelligent motherfucker.
Motherfucker know a lot of words.
Indeed.
And I know how to spell them and how to use them properly. So there was a word test, and she was like, oh, I got this. I said, nigga, I'll bust your ass in that test. She was like, no, nigga, you don't know no words. So what? I think she got like a.
So basically, the test is online. We can put the link for it. Something just popped up on that phone.
Fire.
Whew. So anyway.
You want to see more?
What is going on?
Good fire.
It was just a nude sent someone's DM
not
to
Mouse.
The table.
It was not sent to Mouse. It was not Mouse's phone.
I'll let y'all guess.
And Mac's phone is in his pocket.
It's in a group chat.
Yep.
Oh, so it's like this test online. It shows you like 100 words and you click the words that you know. Now Mouse was clicking a lot of words. I stopped believing him at one point. I'm like, what's this mean? What's that mean? So I said on the show, if Mouse beat me in the test, that I was gonna fuck him. Then I quickly took that back
because she
said I'd make out with him.
Words.
So y'all never made
up. How long ago was this?
She overdosed or cold outside.
So it was
the day the Carter album dropped. It was that day.
No, before yes, then.
Which
no,
car then?
Wait,
car
before then.
The one that it just dropped?
The new- we left the show. It was me, you, and
it
Alex.
It wasn't the car. It was me, you, and Alex. Everything is Love, Beyonce.
Oh.
Because you were like, my new pick cap.
That's the Carter album.
I thought you meant Lil Wayne. Yeah,
no.
Oh, you talking about the Carters.
The Carters.
Everything
yeah,
is Love.
Yeah, when everything is Love.
So, okay. Hold on, wait. So, you saying the bet was to make out, but she got overcharges because she ain't paid it.
It's with interest. Bank,
it's interest. So, it turned
from- What, to make out on your dick now?
Yes.
It was June 16th.
Damn.
It's almost been about 6 months.
That's a lot of overcharges. But I think the overcharges skip you.
No, it
and
does.
Go.
You had nothing to do with it?
Yeah.
You're not my beneficiary. You're not any of my accounts.
I think they skip.
No, it really does. You're not any of my accounts.
That's literally
a Mouse and Weezy thing.
Listen, I'll pass it to my older mom. I'm
proud of you. Mom sounds like.
Listen, you're saying like, I would turn that down.
You know what's happening? My mom's is like watching things I do. Like, I send her every show, I send her every clip. And she'd be looking at these niggas like, oh, okay.
Like, that's all good and gravy, but tell your moms. Tell your moms that if she needs like just a little bit of Young Sugar, man, just come holler at me. I'm ready and willing to learn whatever she's willing to teach me.
So you know? She said the blowjob thing about me.
Yeah.
Because my mom and I was out to eat once.
Yeah.
And this dude was texting me about how last night was amazing. Boom, kept texting back to back.
Wow.
About when I sucked his dick.
Oh, wow.
And she's smiling and said, if I had texting back then, I'd be getting the same shit.
Hey, Ma.
Oh.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
So then how she's you? Like, do you do this? Do you do that?
Oh, you get it from your mama.
Yeah.
Now, before we get out of there, I want to talk about something that we all deal with.
Indeed.
Catching. Huh? No, mm-hmm. I don't.
Oh, you brought that up.
Oh, we didn't even talk about it because her mom called.
Yeah, we didn't.
Real fast, how can the ladies cure a stank kitty?
The stank on you.
Because I'm telling you, like.
I would love to end on that.
Let's learn about that.
That could be a good.
So, ladies, right, when we start smelling bad, it's because our pH is fucked up.
Yes.
And
how does your pH get fucked up?
Your pH can get fucked up
several
from
different ways.
Unprotected sex. Yes. It can get fucked up from wearing panties that aren't cotton, right?
Dietary issues.
Dietary.
A bunch of different things.
All kind of shit.
Jeans with no drawers.
Listen, if I'm eating box as much as I eat box,
I
need to know everything about box, and I do my research.
You need the pussy facts. You gotta run it down.
You can like have a stick and like put it on the inside of your vagina walls, like let it sit there, and then you'll see the color on the stick.
Like a thermometer?
Like a regular stick?
Wow.
Like kind of.
Like anything on the street?
Like you ever seen for a fish tank that you could type?
Yeah. The lip.
So yeah, so proper ways to wash your pussy, right? Like spreading your lips apart and cleaning around there.
Yeah.
Mainly though, the problem is a lot of women spray perfume on a trash can. You cannot be using products like Summer's Eve scented shit. You have to make sure that you're using a lot of natural stuff for your vagina.
Very
one
true.
That I use,
you got
that's
vegan
really
shit?
Good. I get it at Whole Foods. It's Emerita, Emerita Emerita vaginal wash.
Shout out to that Spanish lady.
Amaretto sour.
I was like, this must taste good. and then I also use tea tree suppositories, right? So
that you drop in the booty.
Suppository is just anything that
just
can be inserted.
That goes in. Jesus Christ.
Excuse me.
But yeah. You know, nigga logic.
Peg this nigga, son.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Listen, it wouldn't be a punishment.
Oh, Lord.
Don't look at me like that. I'm a kick
you
right
out. Why you think I brought that big old backpack in here?
Hey.
Big bag of bullshit. The tea tree, basically you stick it inside yourself, right, as far as it can go. And
we like, know it go far, you, huh?
Lord.
The depths of my vagina. Like it'll melt, right? It's oil. So when it melts out, like you'll wake up and feel super refreshed. And it's like it cleans the toxins out. Your vagina by itself is a self-cleaning oven. But if you have BV or something like that, there's other ways to do it besides medicine because, you know, that kills the good bacteria.
True.
Another really weird way to get your pH right or help with infection is getting yogurt, Greek yogurt, that has live cultures, not with like a flavor.
Yeah.
Stick a tampon in there. in the yogurt, put it inside of yourself.
Oh, God.
And it could cure shit. I'm just talking about natural ways. I have a friend who's a naturopathic doctor, and she gives me all the tips.
Oh, wow.
Stop douching your pussy. Stop douching your pussy. Douching you gets you really fucked up.
True.
So when people call you a douchebag, I think that's very funny.
Anything that's perfumed, you know, like, it kind of fucks you up. Yoni steams. Google those.
Yo, now that you, because you've been saying that for a while, so now every time, like, I go down on a girl and I start smelling perfume, she'll be like, bitch, I'm not fucking with this shit.
It's just like,
You're a child.
Pussy's supposed to smell like pussy.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with
and
smelling
I love
pussy.
The smell of pussy. It
smells so good.
But I think women are conditioned from bullshit they read to thinking it has to smell like flowers.
Side note.
Jesus.
An OG of mine back in the day told me, if it smell like cologne, leave it alone. If it smell like fish, eat as much as you wish.
Maybe a good halibut.
Yeah, you know.
A good warm halibut. Not cold.
That was the best thing I've ever heard you say since I've known you. Not fish, but like a cooked
but in my,
fish.
But in my mind.
Nigga, because you're right.
No, you're right. No. But in my mind, when I'm younger, I'm like, ew, you want it to smell like fish? But
as you get older, you be like,
God.
You can say the L.
Like, damn.
There's an L in it, is it not?
You know he from the project.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
There's an L in the word.
When he was younger, they only got salmon once a year.
Hold on, Bi-Coastal. What do you call it?
It's salmon.
It is.
There's an L.
Silent.
There's also a P in foam, but do you call it a pawn?
We're not talking about the P. We know about soft.
It's G in lasagna.
G. We know about soft G's. We know about PH. And then make, get a PH and a PH.
yeah, that was good.
We know about making an F. Yeah. But when have you ever heard of a silent L other than when I get curved?
All right, stand up from
nice
here.
One. That was great.
That was very good.
That was great.
You better watch out, buddy. I'm coming. No, what other fucking silent L's y'all ever heard of?
I haven't heard of any other silent L's.
So salmon's the only one?
Damn,
fuck bro, y'all.
Now you got me really
Yeah, you never gonna find it. Never ever gonna find it.
Palm.
Palm.
No, what?
It's palm. You don't say
palm.
No, I say
it is palm.
Palm. I do say
the
palm.
L is why you say palm.
I don't hear the direct
palm.
L.
Palm.
What?
Not Pam. Because without the L, it would be Pam.
No, it's just palm, bro.
Palm.
But I don't hear the L in palm.
Palm.
It's
half. Calf. Chalk.
Half.
Chalk.
Calf.
Talk.
Calf.
Walk.
Nice. No. He's bullshit. We done.
Calf
we done.
Not
I can't do it.
Silent L, son. You hear the L there.
We don't say calf.
You say calves. If you see multiple, you
no,
say calves.
I don't
calves.
Say calves.
All right, well,
who
nigga,
says
you
calves?
Talk. I say calves when I'm not. I say calves when I'm talking about the fucking basketball team.
True.
You see those calves over there? Oh, nice calves. Oh, you talking about my LeBrons? Thanks,
never
man.
Took niggas out the ghetto. Talk, boy.
Thanks, man. I really been working on my LeBrons. Fuck out of here. Well, yeah. Finish telling people how to. Finish telling the women folks.
No. Also, a great tip is peeing after sex. That's a really big.
Yo,
deal.
Shout out to all the women.
By the way, everyone should be pee. Doing that. That is not just a female genital.
Yeah, I try to sit there until
I don't have to pee no more.
So the thing is, your urethra.
I be sitting it. I sit there and I just it got
your urethra is where a lot of the diseases come from.
You stand in front of it, you got pee again.
It's something about me standing in front of the toilet and looking at it that gets my brain going. It needs to pee.
By the way, stop thinking that sharing your STD results is fucking weird. Okay? If you've been fucking somebody a little
weird
bit.
Shit. Not weird. I
and you
know.
Think that you're about to start fucking them raw. I have 100% been like, yo, screenshotted my PDF. Okay? And I've been like, I don't know if you have one, but like, I feel like the next time we fuck, maybe we don't need it. It's up to you. Let me know what you think. And if they don't have any, they make an effort to do that
Weezy, what are you going to do when you get pregnant?
What do you mean, what am I going to do when I get pregnant?
Like, are you ready for
you
that?
Think a bitch like me that knows her body this well is about to get pregnant?
Good she point. Knows every way to not
get
pregnant.
Right.
I track my ovulation. I have an app. I know
you don't ever get. You don't ever get like, you don't ever get like feisty. You don't ever get spicy and be like, oh, let me see if I get pregnant right now. You ever like try and test it? I don't know, because you've pretty much done everything. So it's like all
done.
That's left there to do is to get pregnant.
I was about to ask you, is there anything that you feel like you haven't done yet?
Well, what the good point is, we were talking about at the beginning, Weezy's not really a hoe.
She's not.
All this hoe shit that
Okay.
I said this on her podcast, and her and Mandy looked at me like, no. Because Mandy at one point was talking about like she has to get really drunk to do hoe shit. And then Weezy, you don't really be doing whole shit. You be with a nigga and do some nasty shit. So you just nasty. You yeah.
That's just because I'm the emo hoe.
You a hoe tendency.
Emo hoe?
That's what I call myself my podcast because I'm the sensitive bitch, right? Like when I have dick appointments, right? Let's say I know it's going to be just sex. Like, yeah. I need you to talk to me about my day first. That's just shit I need.
So annoying. No. Wow. You know what we're here for. Why? Wow. Why? I don't care about Janine.
You did good?
It was good.
She was all right.
I hate my boss. You know the bitches at work I told you about? Yeah, that's the type of bitch I am. Right.
Now wow, let's go eat barbecue and knock boots.
I said, hey, barbecue and knock boots. Yo, we're fucking 96 on that.
Jesus Christ.
This is the thing about ho, right? So
you ain't it.
About people ho. Call me
about ho. You ain't
ho-ism. Ho logic, right?
Yes.
I've been called a ho, where depending on what I wear, someone that doesn't know me. People throw that word out so much that I like to reclaim it and use ho is like our idea of doing nasty things. Okay. Oh shit, right? Okay. So whereas I do normally do them with a partner because that's how I feel comfortable, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm not a ho. Because someone's going to listen to this and be like, nah, that bitch is a ho. I don't care if she ain't gotten fucked. She's fucked niggas. She's a ho. Like, doesn't matter. Anything, just hearing that I had that threesome. Is someone's gonna think that I'm a hoe? Just hearing that peg. Anything.
It's not really hoe because you did a threesome within the confines of like a relationship.
But it's not to say that I need a relationship. Kind of relationship. Because I'm not the type of chick that needs one. I
sounds
still
like
fuck.
You need one.
Right now, sounds I'm just like in the feeling.
Like when was the last time you had a new body?
Brand new.
July? Wait a minute. I feel cheated on now.
I'm about to say one, too.
Bro, it ain't start yet. You can't get cheated on.
Oh, the new body before that was. February.
So so this year you have two new bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else was recycled penis or vagina, whatever you were in for that night.
Yeah.
So what you say?
You're not a hoe.
What was it?
Maybe it was three.
What was it?
I fucked in the Hamptons.
What was the months? What was the months?
January,
October. No, January, July.
And then what?
And that's it.
No,
that Hamptons random fuck was July. That's right.
So it's two in July, one in January. Yeah, it's about that time. It's November.
You ain't got nothing for cover season?
Dude, I'm depressed.
Damn.
Mac, you remember I DM'd him like, what you doing this weekend? You gonna be out? I need to go to the bar. I need to get fucked up.
Every time I hit her back like, yo, I'm out. I'm at lap. She's like, I'm asleep already.
Lap is the devil. Nobody wants to go
she's
there
like,
no more.
Sleep. She wanna she's sleep like, on a lap.
Something bad happens. Every time.
But that's because, Mouse Jones, you've done so much bad shit that karma comes back
it comes
you
to you.
I go to the lap.
I go to the lap and it's always good. It's love.
It's everything is love.
You know why I be hitting Mecca? Because I see he be out. So sometimes I just want to go out to like a bar.
Everybody think I'm mixed. And then they see Mac and they be like, oh, you Mac probably be out because you. And then they ask me where I'm at.
Oh, that nigga be out.
I be inside. I be in the crib.
Hold on. Let me fix this.
Look at Mixie Mac. Go ahead.
And you see the nigga putting his head down, right? Let me fix this. The reason why Mac Wilds is out as profusely.
Don't even talk. Let me talk for you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Don King.
My client. The reason why my client is outside, which I have to
facilitate.
I have to facilitate and be there by his side.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he has an image to uphold.
Oh my God.
Never know when a new movie's gonna come out, new music's always gonna drop. So he has to be there and show his face.
We never know when a new movie's gonna come out.
Listen guys.
Y'all don't know what's gonna go. Y'all don't know what movie we're working on. It's roles.
Yeah, I have very mixy friends. If you ask me, I'm more of the go chill at my little pool hall.
Fair.
Play my little pool.
Fair.
Listen to jazz. Like, yeah. That's me.
Pero, like, that's you be out.
That's what we used to do.
That's what we used to do.
But and then Ryan came back from LA.
Like, Ryan comes and I'm fucking.
Is this the culprit?
I'm mixed guys.
So where the fuck you be at?
In the house.
In the fucking crib. I don't come
mixed
outside. I'm not getting paid. If I'm not getting paid, I'm not coming
it's
out. Li- the house.
It's literally my friend. It's him. It's fucking Carver. It's Julian. When these niggas are around, I'm out.
What them niggas look like?
The whole squad fight.
You know what I'm looking for right now? I'm looking for a nigga that's like,
wait,
like in New York sometimes. I don't want to be committed.
I mean, hey.
Nah,
hey.
I can't. I think you smashed the homie. That I know.
Okay, yeah,
it's my nephew. It's not happening.
It's little man.
All right,
it's my nephew. No.
I'm not even talking about that. We gotta wrap this shit up.
We gotta wrap it up.
My nephew's call. That's not happening.
So wash your pussy. Pee after. That's for everybody. Your urethric and house bacteria. Piss after sex.
Okay, so listen.
I gotta start peeing after sex.
We usually end this with somebody giving advice to somebody.
Song of the week.
I know. I want her. Oh yeah,
song of the week. We didn't do that.
So everybody has to give
because you know we we like smooth things.
Yeah,
we like to smooth it out on
smooth it on the.
Yo, y'all
on
better make sure you got some licensing. Y'all popping like we're not playing music.
We're not gonna play. We're not gonna play. We ain't trying to get fucked up.
Shit,
but we just talking about.
It's like we making a playlist.
That
you know?
Yeah, yeah. The shit that
oh,
dropped.
I like that. Is it like a fucking playlist?
Yeah, pretty much.
You see where we're going with this? Just drop a little something in the playlist.
So I got a masturbation playlist.
Okay.
Oh, well, we gotta bring you back.
What is it? Yeah. What is your song? So what is the song?
What's your song?
I don't need a playlist for mine.
What's your song?
It's called Skin by Rihanna.
Oh, I like
you know what song?
That. Yeah, I like
that.
That
shit makes me want to fuck myself right now. Think about it.
Okay.
Ready? Right. Oh, I can't play it. Huh?
Yeah. We not doing that.
That shit is fire.
What about you, Mac? What's on your sex play? What's on the playlist today?
On the playlist for me today, since he didn't go with it last time, I'm going with it. This shit is fucking fire. I mean, he had a great song, but yeah. He didn't go with this one, especially for the fucking playlist. Three-Way, Teyana Taylor, thank you for that song.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have tried to.
It's on that KTC. Kids on that. Keep that same energy out.
Whoa. Listen.
Three-Way is fire.
I haven't facilitated one this year, but I promise you, it'll probably be, one will be facilitated because of that song. I promise you.
Can we implore you to have...
T.I. goddamn word.
We got two today.
Uh-huh.
Can we implore you here, right now, in front of all the people and all the listeners, to have a threesome before the end of the year?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to try my damnedest. I am going to try my damnedest. And if I don't, then I will have one on New Year's.
Why is it so hard for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's
women
not,
be getting selfish.
Yeah, you know, women like men to themselves.
You're mine.
How many girls are you dating?
Carry four. I think
women like picking. I could tell you one little piece of threesome advice. Well, y'all want advice?
Yeah.
Let the woman choose her if she feels like she's too uncomfortable.
Always.
A lot of men try to like get two chicks together, so making it sound like something she came up with, like you watch the porn together. Then you're like, yo, wouldn't that be fire if a chick was eating a pussy while blah, 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 blah. Boom. Then
so you start basically, it has to be inception.
You start that Tinder account, right? You start it together.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Boom. You got the couple's pick. You famous, so you can't do it. So you get your girl to start it with her picture, not yours, right? So then she's on there matching with chicks. In the bio, talk about what you want. And then once she's comfortable, sends the pic of you. Boom. Then you got a first date.
Thank you, Weezy.
I guess.
Thank you.
What's your song?
Fuck the songs. That's advice.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt that advice.
Fuck it.
From that.
Weezy, where can the people find you at?
Please.
If they want to support your fake hoe. You're a trans hoe. Stop calling yourself. Stop calling yourself a hoe. You're definitely hoe.
So you know what? By the end of the year, I'll get a new body by the end of the year.
Wow.
We'll commit to threesome and new body. Oh, shit. Knock them out at the same time.
Bam.
Weezy WTF on IG.
We could still be friends after.
Dude, we talk too often.
We can have sex three times and just go back to being friends.
There's a limit?
Yeah, I'm only if I'm gonna be a friend after, we only have sex three
times. Okay.
I don't know why I have this feeling you won't fuck me right.
Wow.
On the next episode of
Real Mouse Jones.
We're gonna be in Atlanta at the same time, right?
Found out next time on.
Ain't one of the bitches that you fucking went out there?
Damn. So,
what?
I'm gonna ask. I need to interview. I need to ask the girl you found.
So let them know where they can find you one last time for the people.
While we cut that out, while you figure out how to edit.
Now you leave it.
No, that's definitely staying.
Well, Weezy WTF, if you want to listen to a slutty podcast, Horrible Decisions, WHORE. Mouse's episode is 67.
Not the 69 episode.
I try to remember any like important episode that people love.
An important episode.
Yeah, people love you. Determine the relationship.
Yeah,
that was your episode. We called that girl you was dating live.
Damn,
we did.
She was like
called Doop Doop live.
Doop Doop. Oh,
yeah.
Doop Doop.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, I told you, son.
You was a solid nigga.
And Mouse talk about robbing a bitch after he fucked her.
All right, and Ryan.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Tune into the next episode. We are
the guys next door.
Holla.
Thank you.